It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Blindly obvious, it's clear as can be. The things we ignore, but we all can see. Darkness it flees when scattered by the light. Blindly obvious, hidden in plain sight.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm Tyler, as always, with my co-host Jeff. And today we are talking the conversation of, is AI helping or hurting us? And, you know, Jeff and I have really been kind of going back and forth with this here lately because I'm somebody who just, you know, I really like some of the things AI is providing as a, to me, it's kind of more like, you know, having this awesome assistant. You know, I like to make videos. I like to make music. I can't really sing and I don't have the money for a video editing staff. So, I mean, it solves a lot of problems for me. And then, you know, you got Jeff who's like, yeah, but there's something to it. Jeff?
You know, I'm just so tired all the time and there's so much I want to do in life. And if I just took speed.
Dude, the reason you're tired is because you listen to media in your sleep. You're like, oh yeah, I listened to these four podcasts last night while I was sleeping.
If I could just snort cocaine, Tyler, I wouldn't need sleep.
I mean, you could. Not saying you can't, just saying you shouldn't.
I agree with you 100%. Please don't think that I'm doing drugs. That was just my little poke, you know. There are remedies that people and excuses that we've made to get what we want. And sometimes the excuses we give are like armpits. I'm going to use the clean version. Everyone's got an armpit and they all stink.
That was the clean version.
And but no, you're right. We do. We go back and forth often about this because there are tremendous what looks like opportunities if you use AI, and they're telling you whether you're a business or a individual trying to start something. If you don't use AI, you're going to be left behind.
And man, that's an easy argument to purchase too, because once you start to kind of play with it and you see what it's capable of doing, you're like, oh, man, I am going to be left behind. But you kind of present the counter argument of maybe I want to.
Well, at what cost, right?
Sure.
Everything's got a cost. And so it's hard, especially right now, to push back against AI because it's the latest fad and it's integrated into everything, like the phone you're listening with right now. And we're using technology and AI right now to record this podcast. So
sure,
it's hard to not use it.
Sure. Well, and I mean, like I said, it also has made things accessible and affordable to common people that otherwise would have never been the case. I mean, imagine how much it would cost you as an average person to try to record a studio album. I mean, you just couldn't do it.
No.
If you wanted to make, you like to make influencer videos, you need a video production. Like, you just couldn't hire one. Now it's all accessible to you for, less than $100 a month.
Yeah.
And you could do all of those things I just said.
Yeah. And do it on a quality basis that would be commercial grade. I mean,
sure.
It's unbelievable.
Now, I'm not saying it's as good as the video production staff yet of an A-list celebrity. But man, it's probably 80 to 85%. And you can tell in the next 3 to 5 years, the gap is closing so fast. It's crazy.
Okay, so on the flip side of this, you got a community we call the Amish who, have you noticed that it seems that even they're using more technology, seems more and more than, I saw one driving here in your neighborhood working on a construction site.
Oh yeah, they crank out them houses, man.
They do. And I'm like, are you allowed to use that? Are you allowed to...
Well, oftentimes, a lot of the crews that come up here to work, they'll have, like, they hire drivers to basically shuttle them back and forth. So their job is literally just to drive here, wait for the crew to be done working, and they drive them back home.
All I'm saying is that over the last few decades, there's been a lot of concessions made over the last few decades that once upon a time, many Amish said, you can't do that, thou shalt not. And it seems more and more slowly... They are coming into using some of the, maybe it's old tech, but it's still new tech to them.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
But how about this? There are societies today, neighborhoods, entire neighborhoods, they intentionally, you are not allowed to have any computer or electronic device. Have you heard about those?
No.
No cell phones, whatever. So there's no RF.
So it's just like an off the grid neighborhood per se.
As much as possible, yes. And they actually have little scanners. And if you get caught, you're ejected from the neighborhood.
Like in the ways in which we're opposites is you would love and thrive in that environment. And I'm sitting here like, man, I wouldn't like that.
Well, no, yeah. When I go backpacking, which has been a long time, it's been 4 years since I've been backpacking. But one of the things you notice, there's a, I don't know what the word would be to use, a tranquility that you experience out there in the woods where the, you're not being bombarded by all the radio frequency from radio stations, TV broadcasts, cell towers.
A stillness of nature that you just don't feel.
There's a magnetic field in your
house. Really getting out into it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All of that, it's gone. Mm-hmm. And it's more than sound. There's an atmospheric change that you actually experience that I can't articulate. And if you've never been backpacking and gone 40 miles out in the middle of nowhere, into a valley where the signals aren't penetrating, like your phone won't work.
Blind people usually don't do this. They don't just wander off into the valleys.
But if I could pick you up and drop you in, you go, what is that?
I bet that would be pretty cool. So you're kind of saying, though, your analogy here is that this is what you think with AI, is that AI is ultimately missing this element of real and true presence.
It can't replace it. Yeah, it can mimic. Again, I'm gonna say it's the same thing happens with the AI, that it's gonna pull out that magic in that moment.
Sure.
That happened. There's something about in that living moment you can't fabricate.
Yeah,
I think sometimes
you could say it gets removed, like it's not felt as though it was in the moment. But sometimes I would say you could probably improve what was otherwise a.
If you didn't hear the first version, you'll like the second one. Okay. Is it the same for you when you're in the room with your kids and they say, Daddy, I love you, versus they say it over the phone and you're not in the same room? You're 1,000 miles away.
Well, sure.
Test this out for yourself.
All right.
There is something experiential.
About presence?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, God does say we're two or more gathered, right?
Right.
Okay.
And
so there is.
How about this?
I see what you're saying, that there is something gathering.
I mean, I see what you're saying, and I just don't feel God right now.
All right.
And it's not that he actually touched you, was in your eyesight, made a sound, none of your senses. When you say, I can't feel God, it has nothing to do with your regular senses. Nothing to do with them. It's something else. You're projecting whatever that is onto your five senses that it was never measured by those. I'm telling you, I do personally believe there is deeper connections that we have with people beyond our five senses that only occur when we are present in their proximity. That's why I think it's important why the church must gather.
Mm.
I'm not saying that God can't inhabit a sermon that's played online. I'm not saying that. But there is something different. Something's lost. And
you know, I think there's a pattern throughout history, right, of trying to prevent exactly that from happening. I mean, all the way up to just literally 5 years ago.
Right.
I do see your point. I see your point, right? Like, I mean, it's a very fair point you make.
Well, it's hard to argue with.
Right, that there has been an effort throughout almost all of time to stop people from gathering in worship.
Be it persecution, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's almost like there is something there that comes alive or comes together or comes present when people are gathered that is different.
Well, then, like you said, quoting Jesus, where two or more are gathered, I am there also. In other words, when you're by yourself, God is not saying he'll draw close.
Mm.
In other words, when the two of you in agreement come together, two or more come together in agreement, seeking him, he is more apt to show up.
Now, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Do you think that multiplies as, like, do you think the presence of God is going to be felt equally more or less than in a room of two versus a room of 200?
In the book of Acts, it tells you it's when the church gathered and prayed, then it shook. then the earthquake happened. Yes, there is. God is more apt to show up, because again, it's one thing to get two people to agree. It's something else to get 200 or 2,000.
Sure.
And when we come together in that way, petitioning our Father, now it's a step into the Father, Son, Father, Daughter shoes. All your children are saying, Dad, please.
So what you're saying is,
can this align with your will?
There is power in the name of Jesus then?
Not just power in the name of Jesus, but gathering under his authority in combined effort to pursue him, his will, his purpose, his plan, and embrace whatever that is. Even as we seek answers and try and find an antidote to the problems of our life. Yeah, I think our Father who watches from above is moved when all his kids in agreement say, Dad, please.
So all we really need is a family reunion.
I don't know if it's all we need, but it's certainly something that we do need. And that's why we're told in Hebrews, do not forsake the gathering together of believers, as some are in the habit of doing. Don't give it up. I mean, keep coming together, because God's going to show up there where he will not show up in just your living room by yourself. Mm. We know in marriage, one of the things that happens is the two people become one. One person. There's an intermingling of not just our body, but our soul.
Mm. Oh, you mean like soul ties?
Yeah. And I guess to some degree that's what all, not to a husband-wife relationship, but I guess to some degree that's what you have with your kids. There's an intermingling of your souls.
Well, sure. But your, now, your okay, friends. But I would
say
that,
like we say kindred spirits. You sure. And I have a kindred spirit. And I don't mean just the Holy Spirit. There's a connection you and I have that I don't share with just anybody.
Makes sense.
And it's more than just you and I looking in the same direction and going, yep, mm-hmm. I don't know what the word would be.
Yeah, I get you.
Try and describe it.
I think you're on you share a frequency. You're on the same channel,
yeah, there's
right?
Something,
you're connected.
Yeah, but I don't know how to, I lack the vocabulary to
because I think it makes sense for whenever you meet someone out in a public space that you've never known, and you're like, man, that person just felt like they've always been a friend to me.
Yeah.
Or like, I feel like me and this person, we just really connected.
An immediate connection.
We like share, we already knew all of these things about like in the same space. Yeah. Well, why is it? I think it's just because you're on the same frequency.
And here's the wild part. While you may benefit from AI, you don't have that connection with AI. But you know this. The plan is, because you don't, they plan to put it in your head. Literally,
yes.
Give you a neural link.
Yeah. It's,
gosh.
It's in the, I mean, it's in the process right now.
That is the plan. No, I don't know. There's another part. So speaking of that, for me, the other pushback I give is, not only is it not natural and there's not that connection, but there's something sinister about it that I can't fully put my finger on it, but it doesn't sit well with me.
Is the sinister in the actual AI itself, or is it in the
intent behind it? I don't know.
The intent of who is using it.
The designers.
Because you can't say a gun is sinister, right?
No. And that's
now, you
point.
Could say one could pick one up. Somebody could pick one up and use it for a sinister purpose.
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know that I can answer, but I can tell you this. I don't have a piece about it.
All right.
That's a terrible answer, because it's all subjective. But
in fairness, this space is entirely subjective anyway. It's brand new. It's not like we know, hey, this is going to be the outcome as a result of doing this. And if we do this, this will be the outcome. No one knows. I don't think it's unreasonable to take a pause for the cause to say, you know what, this just doesn't sit right with me. And I'm not ready to jump in the pool yet.
I don't use the stay in your lane feature on my car. I have it.
All right.
I rarely use cruise control.
Well, that's because you're always out of your lane in life, aren't you?
I'm trying to analyze your question. That I think part of my issue, I am a control freak. I'm in recovery.
I literally was just going to ask that next, is if it's you don't like it because you are giving up some control as a result.
You are. And I do think that people who are using AI absolutely are giving up some control of their content and their creativity and even their own development. And we can expound on that in a minute. But I think that there also is, for all that's gained, there's things lost that we don't, again, have vocabulary to describe.
Or probably at this point, being it's brand new, it's in its infancy, right? We don't know probably truly the magnitude of what that is gained or lost, right?
I think you would be disappointed. You went to a concert just the other day, and I think you would be upset if you showed up at the concert to hear this one artist only to find that
he was on the video screen.
Yeah,
and that was
yeah.
All right, that's fair.
Why would you be upset?
Because I get your point. You're missing that element of like, man, the room just had this energy about it that was brought out by the person who was on the stage bringing it.
Okay, so suppose the ticket was $2,000 to go, but you could buy it for $100 and watch it on your TV in your living room. Why not do that?
I mean, I think some people would. And you wouldn't... I get your point that if you didn't go, you wouldn't know. It wouldn't be that bad watching it at home for $100. If you're like, oh, I don't want to pay $2,000. I could just pay $100. I'll watch it on my TV.
You're a person who's done both. You've gone and paid the money and been in person, and you've also been a person who's consumed the same, not the same, very same show, but a show on TV, and you're telling me that it was different.
Yes, it was. I'll give you that.
So I'm adding one more to the list for the AI.
Yeah, that is good, though. I think it's an awesome breakdown. It really is things you don't think about. And the truth is there's probably a healthy balance of both, right?
Okay. God can use anything. I don't deny that. And he does, but preaching is one of the things that he has chosen to use. Does he use other things? Absolutely. Can he use song? Absolutely. Can he use ChatGPT? Absolutely. But for thousands of years, God has used this. And what I can tell you this, just as the Holy Spirit inhabits praise, the Holy Spirit uses these vocal cords in a way he will not use ChatGPT. There is a broader frequency being brought. This is deep. There's a broader frequency being broadcasted and picked up that will not be transferred in the AI voice.
Yeah, I'm not following that. I don't know what you mean. I get it from the sense of
ChatGPT is man's counterfeit to what God has made. All we're doing is looking at what God has made and emulating it. Now, the process this. That's the very same thing, by the way, what Satan does. And that's fine. We're allowed to play with things, some things, not all things, but some things.
Right.
Can God use that? Yes. But what we have seen is what God does use. I don't want to start playing with the area. I don't have a piece about it. And if I don't have a piece about it, I just don't leap. I don't do it.
Fair enough.
So what I do know is what God does use. I don't know how God will use that, but I do know this. I see a lot more of the devil using it than God. I also see... what it's also, again, I've mentioned this, not my pessimism, it's just an honesty, what it's bringing us to. Just like with crypto, I see the whole consolidating in regards to, okay, ChatGPT, all this technology, new form of communication. I just saw they're saying AI is soon going to replace education and how we learn in the classroom. We won't be in the classroom. Your classroom is going to be your house. We're not going to be paying teachers anymore. And I've been saying this for 5 years to teachers saying, hey, look, you're giving up your job using all this tech.
Yes, agree. I don't push back on.
No, I'm not, you can't. It's right there in the news now. It's like it's right.
I think it could take longer than 5 years per se.
Oh, they're saying the next. I can't remember which article I'm going to mesh with. It's going to start. I think they said in 27.
I mean, in fairness, it's already started.
I mean, people actually not. School systems not
having a teacher, like it's you're being taught in the classroom by a computer.
So you are this position will now be replaced with AI. Now you probably won't. You'll still have your personal teacher in the classroom, but this administrative position or this, we don't need a person taking attendance anymore. We got it. AI's got it.
The problem with it is it truly, if you know how to, like I'm telling you,
I get it.
You can get it all the way down this to me expressive.
Me and Caleb were discussing this. He goes, I said, Caleb, now on the flip side, I'm going to pick on you for a minute. You use it all the time with your papers, with your math problems.
Listen to this.
Is God silent or are we just distracted? Feel like God's ignoring you? Ever prayed and felt like God was just silent? Maybe you've begged for answers, for clarity, for direction, and all you got was quiet. But what if God's silence isn't his absence? What if it's his presence in disguise? Remember Elijah in the Bible? God wasn't in the wind or the earthquake or the fire. He was in the whisper. Maybe we're waiting for a shout when God is already speaking in a whisper. Silence doesn't mean God is distant. It might mean he's drawing you closer. So next time you feel like you can't hear him, slow down, be still, listen. He might be closer than you think. This has been Blindly Obvious. If you like what you've heard, please like, subscribe, and share the word. Peace, love, and God bless. And remember, the eyes mean nothing if the mind is blind.
Did you think I recorded that?
No.
So you thought you knew that was a...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, why is your voice different?
Yep. It was from a... It took my voice and then it naturally improves it over time.
It sounds like you having, you don't have a cold or anything. And also the cadence of how you speak is off.
Slightly off?
Yes.
Yeah. And all I did was type in the script all the way down to the emotional tone. Now it doesn't get it perfect. I do agree with you. But I'm saying in your case, you already have the audio recording of what you just said. So you could just put your audio recording in and say, hey, condense this into a 1 minute powerful video clip.
All this content you have right here, right now it's yours. And the moment you upload it while they're going to say it's yours, it's now part of the algorithm and it's permanently in there. They're going to use it. They can use it however they want. That's the part that people, this is, Caleb's got, he bought a subscription to ChatGPT, whatever, all that stuff. I don't know if you have that same, but he's bought it and I forget what it is, but he uses it for school all the time. So he just bought the Primo, whatever it was.
Oh, it's amazing.
It is. He says it is. He said, but Dad, everything you put in there is it's building a system on you.
And 100%.
And he said, and while they'll say it's yours, it's not. It's shared.
So see where I think you guys are spot on in your assessment is, imagine how many people are using this thing and sharing their life story with it. I'm talking like most intimate, deepest details of anything, how you feel, what you think, anything that's ever happened to you, maybe happened to you, you think could have happened to you. You share all these things to try to find deeper meaning. Yeah, that's not good. You're in trouble. But when you use it as to the contrary though, I'm going to say when you use it as your assistant to help you create, to help you build, hey, I have this idea, expand upon it.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to talk about this topic. Help me write a script.
But there's a when I do it myself though, there's a neurological connection and growth that occurs that will not ever occur again because I leaned on technology to do it.
I'll buy that. That's fair. That part I will buy. I will not argue that.
Yeah, and so instead of me getting mad that I'm having to spend the time on this, if it's worth having, it's worth doing and it's worth learning and it not only can change others, it changes me.
All right.
Like I could have AI write my sermons for me, but there's a whole process that occurs when I, and let me tell you, many preachers do, there's a whole occurrence that happens because I'm wrestling with this information, this truth.
I do get you in that. That is, okay, so that's your missing element. Okay, I can
there's a transformation that happens in me that is transferred to you.
It truly is, like, because I see why I used to always, well, how do they let AI write their sermons? Dude, it writes good stuff.
It does.
Like, it really does. And I'm like, that's a great thought-provoking thought right there.
I'm changed before I walk in that room.
That, I do get your point, though. You're saying, like, as you're writing it, you're processing it yourself.
God's so,
like,
dealing with me.
But I guess now, okay, so I get my question is, why not? You're not asking it for ideas. You're using it as a convenience tool to break your content into suitable space for the internet.
Join us next week for part two. But in the meantime, hey, join the debate. What do you think? Go on our Facebook, post what your thoughts are. This is something that we are all engaged in or a part of, whether we want to be or not. This is coming. You're not going to stop it, but we can maybe possibly steer how it is used or not, certainly for ourselves, but maybe even for our country or even our world. So yeah, join the debate, and what do you think? You know, is it just an inanimate object that has no will of its own and is at the mercy of the one who wields it? Or is it this dangerous Pandora's box that once it's opened, it can't be closed and is certain to get out of hand? What are your thoughts? Let us know. Until then, we'll see you next week.
This has been Blindly Obvious. You can visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com. where you can catch up on past episodes, as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here, and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. Peace, love, and God bless. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe and share the word. And remember, eyes mean nothing if the mind is blind.
Past the signs each day, in little things missed along the way, the symbols hidden in glamour's light, blindly obvious, but out of sight. The magician's lie, a trick so good you don't ask why. The truth, it sits with open arms, but we fool ourselves with deception's charm. Blindly to you. Oh, I can see it. The roads lead back to you.